The reluctant reader is one who can read, but doesn't. He has the ability, but rarely puts it to use. When you spend much time and effort teaching children to read, and at the end of it all find your attempts to develop the reading habit unrewarded by success, you may indeed question whether the effort is worthwhile. My own view is that there are, in fact, not so many reluctant readers at all. We have a highly literate population, which uses reading for many purposes. The proof of this is in the number of books published annually. Each year, more books are published than in any year before. What is probable is that less fiction is being read than used to be the case. This is understandable. Reading for pleasure has to compete with a host of attractions which new technology and increased leisure and affluence have made possible. Reading fiction was once a major pursuit when fewer forms of leisure were available, and many teachers can remember immersing themselves in books in the not too distant past. It is easy for some of us, therefore, to confuse the reading of fiction with reading for pleasure, and to view other purposes for reading as less satisfying. However, the man who spends his Sunday mornings working on his car with the help of his car manual undeniably gets much pleasure from his reading. So does the housewife, who successfully creates some new dish with the help of her cookery book. Perhaps then, we should be more realistic about the amount of time people might devote to reading. It may be that we can best help our pupils by showing them that reading has many purposes and can take many forms. That reading fiction is just one form, and possibly the escapism that often accompanies it is merely one purpose. The more purposes we have for reading, the more we can live a satisfying life in a modern society, and the more can reading be regarded as an essential tool for the living of a full life.